It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp, and again, today is Colorado's primary election. Voters have until 7 p.m. to return their ballots by hand to official drop boxes. They're choosing a Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, as well as candidates for the state legislature and in local races. Unaffiliated voters can return either a Republican or Democratic ballot, but not both. The Secretary of State recommends that anyone who votes in person wear a mask at their polling place. Election workers are required to wear masks and to clean voting equipment between users. Governor Jared Polis was in southern Colorado yesterday to sign some new laws. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
Polis started his day at a fire station in Colorado Springs. There he signed a bill that'll increase state oversight of facilities that use products containing toxic chemicals known as PFAS. Those compounds are used in firefighting foam, among other things, but they've contaminated groundwater in some places and been linked to health problems. Polis also traveled south of Trinidad to sign a bill that paves the way for a new state park, Fisher's Peak, to open to the public. He ended the day back in Denver and signed a bill that aims to help people from disadvantaged groups join the marijuana industry. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Starting tomorrow, anyone who wants to access state-owned lands in Colorado will have to have a valid hunting or fishing license. Wildlife officials say a lot more people on public lands have strained habitats for some animals. Matt Yamashita is a state wildlife manager.
This was 100% in response to the increased uses on state wildlife areas. Because of the trend that we were seeing even pre-COVID, going back to people wanting to get outside and recreate, we were looking to protect some of these lands.
The new rules also apply to people just hiking on state trust lands. People can buy hunting and fishing licenses at state parks and wildlife website. This is CPR News.